So, Philippe, we are at the Nürburgring, and unfortunately, 3.5 hours into the race, the Zeekr Motorsport Porsche had to retire. But let's remember what happened during the race. You did a very, very good stint here, as you've got the car while lying in 14th place. You brought it back in 7th. How was the race? How was the weekend?
You know, all in all, I'm very happy with the way the weekend has been going. We've been going quicker every time we went on track with the car. We had a very stable car for the race so far. Yeah, I was happy with my stint because I felt we were doing very much what we normally do. We keep working our way up through the field, and I felt like maybe a 4th or 5th would be good, which would put us in a very good position again in the championship, maybe make it more solid for the fight for 2nd, let's say, in the championship. I think 1st is still going to be a little bit of a reach. But unfortunately, I think a half shaft failed. So, you know, it failed in a position after the pit out, and there was no way to get the car back. So our day is finished.
Let's remember what happened in the after the Le Mans 24-hour race. You had a very good finish at Monza, finishing in third place, the first podium in the LMS. But you are not in the in the standings for that race. What happened? Could you explain this for?
Yeah, you are very correct. My partners took the lead in the championship, and there is a rule, and we did not follow the rule, where each driver must do a mandatory at least 60 minutes behind the wheel to gain points. I did 59 minutes behind the wheel, and that's not 60. And so I scored no points for Monza. To be honest, it's what it is. I got very sick in the car, not from the motion. I have a viral infection, and it took 3 weeks after that race to get well again. As a matter of fact, I only got well just before the Silverstone event. So, you know, this is, how do you say that? This is what God determined. But if we knew the rule, I mean, okay, it's the team's job to know the rule, and the team manager was very upset with himself. He apologized over and over and over to me, but I certainly, if we knew the rule, I felt good enough to finish, at least to go in for the last 15 minutes, and I don't think it would have hurt our position, but we did make the decision to do just a splash and go for the last 15 minutes instead of doing the driver change. I was ready to get in, but I still feel we made the right decision. It was right for the team. It put us in the first position in the championship. Yeah. And like I said, it also put the other two drivers in the first position in the championship. Yeah. And with this championship, with only 5 races, you know, today we're done, you know, so we have no choice in this championship. Now, if we could finish in the top 5, I would be very happy. That means we must have a very good result in Istanbul and maybe hope that bad luck goes and a few teams just don't show up. Yeah, this is life, I guess. Yeah,
thank you very much and good luck at Istanbul.
Thank you very much, Lucien.